Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. U.S. President Biden and Federal Reserve Chair Powell can try to pretend all they want to that America is not already in a recession. But the truth is that the U.S. economy is following very closely the pattern we saw in the autumn of 2008 at the depth of the Great Recession. Of course, there is one huge difference this time around compared to 14 years ago. This time, consumer prices are rising much faster than back then. Even if the politicians and bureaucrats are afraid to tell you the truth, I have been warning you for the past 1 to 2 years to expect this repeated the pattern from the Great Recession. There is one other pattern from the Great Recession that I have long warned readers of Liberty Coin Services newsletter called Liberty's Outlook and listeners of these commentaries to expect, and that is with respect to precious metals prices. 14 years ago, gold and silver prices plummeted as we entered the depths of the Great Recession. This week, gold and silver prices fell to 2-year lows, so the first part of that pattern is happening. Now we can look to an eventual repeat of the rest of the pattern, where coming out of the Great Recession, the price of gold more than doubled, and silver jumped to more than 4 times the price of their 2008 lows. Today, lots of people are remembering what happened to the prices of gold and silver going into and coming out of the Great Recession. Demand for some silver products 14 years ago was so strong that, at one point, people had to wait as long as 4 months for their silver bars to be fabricated. Even that part of the pattern is now repeating. As of early this week, customers who wanted to purchase 1-ounce silver rounds and bars were having to wait a month for them to be manufactured and delivered to them. Delivery delays are starting to show up with other products. So, will we see the continuation of the past pattern where gold and silver prices will explode upward? Stay tuned. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.